At Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. If you are thinking about buying a home, this is the time to get started. I know all the houses are still covered with snow and you can't see what kind of yard is there and such, but the first step to buying a home, and I can tell you this because I spent a few years out of radio in real estate as a broker and an instructor for the Michigan Real Estate Academy, the first step is finding out how you're going to pay for it. And so I welcome in this morning Christina Kuhn from the Michigan Tech Employees Credit Union. They have a seminar coming up. This is designed, Christina, for first-time home buyers and those who haven't been in the market for a while?
Correct. Thanks for having me. Yes, I'm calling it a home buyer seminar because if you haven't obtained a mortgage in the last, I would say, 5 years, we would welcome you as well. There's been a lot of changes in the mortgage industry. So we will have the seminar at the Michigan Tech Lakeshore Center next Thursday, February 26th, from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And everyone is welcome, not only credit union members, but it's open to the public.
This is something you do want folks to sign up for in advance.
Absolutely. If you could please sign up by going to the Michigan Tech Credit Union website, there is a button to or icon to register on. There's limited seating. The seminar is free and open to the public, but there is limited seating.
So you're going to talk a little bit about how you go about getting financing for a home. That has changed a lot since the big housing crash 8 or 10 years ago. I know they've tightened things up an awful lot, but it's still, this is a great time to buy a home. Interest rates are so low.
They are. The 30-year mortgage is in the 3%, and you know, the 10 and 15-year are in the 2s, which is just amazing. I don't think anyone ever expected a mortgage rates to get so low. And it is a great time to buy. You were just talking about the weather, and sunshine certainly helps keep our realtors busy and showing houses. And we've been busy. When the sun's shining, we have been busy.
Well, and it does take a little while to kind of get your feet on the ground as you start your home search. You do want to, the first thing you want to do, and any good realtor will tell you this, is you want to go see the credit union or your lender and find out what you can afford and how you're going to structure that loan, because that may make a difference as to the type of house you're looking for. And then you get a pre-approval from the credit union, for example, and you can take that and your offer looks a whole lot stronger when you finally get to the point where you're buying the house. And you can tell the seller, I'm already approved. You don't have to worry about this falling through.
Yeah, absolutely. It's buying power. That pre-approval is buying power. It is the pre-approval is good for a few months. So the home buying seminar will take you through that buying process from start to finish. It'll teach you how to prepare financially, understanding your credit, determining your monthly mortgage amount that you can afford that you spoke about. It'll also talk about the documentation that you're going to need to prepare for the financing. Pre-approval is the first step, and that buying power, pre-approval that you can give to your realtor and to the sellers when you make an offer so that they know you're serious and take your offer seriously. So,
and absolutely. I can tell you that I was in positions where we had competitive bids. It was my client up against other buyers who also wanted to buy that house. And my clients got the house because the pre-approval was in place. And there's a difference between a pre-approval and a pre-qualification, isn't there?
Absolutely. Pre-approval will actually take you through and pull your credit and determine your financial ability to repay that mortgage.
Yeah, a pre-qualification is just somebody saying, you make how much? Well, we'll divide that out, and this is about what you can do. It doesn't really mean anything. The pre-approval is a statement from the lender that you're good for it.
Absolutely.
So there is going to be some other things that you touch on at this seminar as well, and you're bringing up Green Path Financial
Wellness.
Yeah, well, to tell me what they are.
Sure. Green Path Financial Wellness. The gentleman that is coming up to help us put on this home buyer seminar, we're calling it the American Dream Home Buyer Seminar. Green Path Wellness out of Marquette. We are paying for them to come up here and for everyone in the community to take advantage of their expertise. They work with people credit report review, financial counseling, debt management, help with housing issues, and even student loan debt consolidation. That has become a hurdle for home buyers to get over, especially if people are coming out of college with, you know, great financial student loan debt. They can talk to them about, you know, consolidating some of that debt and combining them so that their monthly payments can go down.
So say I have some credit challenges. Maybe I have some, I'm behind a little bit on the student loan debts, or maybe I've got some credit card bills that haven't been paid, or my credit card debt is too high. Can they help me get things in order so that at some point in the near future I might qualify to buy that house?
Sure. GreenPath can help them do that. Usually your loan officer or your banker will have that ability to advise you and go through your credit report with you as well. But GreenPath, if there are more challenging issues to overcome, they would work with someone one-on-one to get them in a position where they are ready to buy a home.
The credit report is another good reason to start your home buying process with a pre-approval, because I know I ran into that a few times where somebody went in and there was something on their credit report that had nothing to do with them. It had been put there erroneously, but it sometimes takes weeks or months to get that cleared up and removed from your record. You don't want to be sitting there with a 30-day clock ticking towards closing when you've made an offer on a house and all of a sudden find out there's something on your credit record that's going to take 6 months to get removed.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why there is actual the annualcreditreport.com where everyone is entitled to a free copy of their credit report once a year annually. So that's a good place to start, too, to see what is on your credit so that there aren't any surprises when you do go and make application for that mortgage.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about getting into the home buying market, if you're a first-time buyer, or again, if you've kind of been out of the market for at least 5 years or so, the seminar is coming up again when, Christina?
It will be next Thursday, February the 26th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It will be held at the Smart Zone Lakeshore Center here in Houghton, and there will be some refreshments and bars, some snacks to kind of get you through and keep your attention in the evening there for that hour and a half. And again, we will need you to go on and register for your seat. It is open to the public and free, but please register by going on to Michigan Tech Credit Union's website or by calling me, Christina Kuhn, at 482-5005.
Yeah, because there is limited space, and we want to make sure that there's a space for you if you want to attend. While I have you here, Christina, give me an update on your nonprofit, your DDIY nonprofit organization.
Boy, really getting a bang here for the buck here.
Well, as long as I got you, I'm not going to let you go without...
Thank you. well, DDIY, or Don't Do It Yourself, we are now a 501c3 company, so we're very excited about that. The community has really embraced the mission of helping families in Houghton and Keweenaw counties that are facing a financial hardship due to a medical hardship. We are designed to help working families that do not qualify for, you know, some of the low income assistance. So, you know, when a medical crisis hits. So we've got some fundraisers planned, you know, coming up in April. I'll be in here again talking about the second annual Folk and Food Fest. We're hoping to get some a major sponsor for that. The venue this year will be at the Copper Country Mall, Saturday, April the 11th. So there'll be some good parking. And actually, the Kiwanis Family Fun Fair is the same day.
So
they're going to complement each other very nicely. Kiwanis Family Fun Fair is not doing any fundraising of any sort or selling of anything. So we're not going to be taking away from anything with them. We'll be at Copper Dog. I know that people will hear about Copper Dog on the radio a lot. I've already heard.
I'll be at Copper Dog.
Yes. So DDIY will be at Copper Dog. We will be selling our Musher Dog, Lead Dog, and new this year is the Puppy Dog. They are cornbread and deep fried corn dog and brats.
I might have to sample those.
Yeah, so we'll be down by the bonfire and the music this year. And I need to say a big thank you to the Kiwanis, who is building a shelter for us this year. It will be made out of wood and something that we can easily take apart and put together. So Kiwanis is building that right now as we speak and donating their time. Swift True Value donated material along with 41 Lumber donated material. And the Copper Country Vet Clinic also donated some money so that we could make that happen. So
well, wonderful. I'm certainly glad to see that that has taken off. And I know that it's been a valuable resource for a number of families already. So, and we'll keep you apprised as to what's going on in terms of fundraiser for DDIY over the next few months. Christina Kuhn, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.